Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
Now it's time to take a sports break, a look at sports history on a daily basis. Hello, my friends of sports history. This is Darren Hayes of the Sports Jersey Dispatch, and welcome to the Sports Break, where we're going to bring you some of the greatest events in team sports and talk about some individuals for the date of July 15th and bring up their uniform numbers if they wore them at the time. Some uniform numbers we're going to talk about today are jerseys number 5, 23, and number 30. We'll start off in July 15th. 1876. By George, I think he's got it. Almost 100 years to the day after a guy named George Washington was preserving freedom with patriotic forces while the Declaration of Independence was being signed by the Continental Congress. The game of baseball had its first official no-hitter declared when George Bradley of the St. Louis Brown Stockings no-hit the Hartford Dark Blues team in a 2-0 blanking. Just to keep the Georges in order, when Bradley performed this eventful feat, it was less than 3 weeks prior that George Armstrong Custer perished at Little Bighorn. That story may have enough Georges in it to make the Foreman family reunion proud. On July 15th, 1901, the New York Giants ace pitcher, Christy Mathewson, threw a beauty of a game as he no-hit the St. Louis Cardinals 5-0 at Old Robinson Field. That happened to be Mathewson's first of two career no-hitters for that great pitcher of the New York Giants. July 15th, 1909, Detroit Tigers future Baseball Hall of Fame center fielder Ty Cobb crushed not one, but two inside the park home runs to lead the Tigers to a sweep of the Washington Senators 9-5 and 7-0. He had to be tired that evening. Had a good sleep, I'm sure. July 15th, 1912, possibly America's top all-time all-around athlete, Jim Thorpe, placed in a top four of all 10 events of the decathlon for an Olympic record of 8,413 points to win a decathlon gold at the Stockholm Olympics of 1912. Of course, this medal, along with the others that he had won, were stripped from him in 1913 for allegedly playing pro baseball back in 1910, ruining his amateur status needed to compete as an Olympian in that era. Well, the medals were eventually reinstated to Thorpe posthumously in 1982. July 15th, 1960, Baltimore Orioles future Baseball Hall of Fame third baseman Brooks Robinson, wearing number 5, went an amazingly perfect 5-for-5 at the plate that day, including hitting for the cycle in the Orioles' 5-2 victory over the Chicago White Sox. And July 15th, 1969, the Cincinnati Reds slugger Lee May, who wore number 23 in the game, hit 4 home runs with a total daily haul of 10 RBIs in a doubleheader in Atlanta against the Braves. The Reds and the Braves split the games that day, with Atlanta winning the first game 9-8 in a close one, but Cincy taking the game 2 by the score of 10-4, powered by Lee May. 4 home runs that day. Wow. July 15th, 1973, Nolan Ryan, California Angels number 30 that year, threw the second of his 7 career no-hitters, which is a major league record, by the way. Now, Ryan no-hit the Detroit Tigers for a 6-0 victory at Tiger Stadium back there in 1973, this day, July 15th. Hope you enjoyed this little bit of history. If you're hungry for more, go over to sportshistorynetwork.com. I'm telling you, we've got, you know, over 25, 26, 27, something like that, different podcasts bringing you some sports history from all kinds of genres of sports, all kinds of decades and eras of sports, and from all around the world. Who can go wrong? You have thousands of hours to listen to. It's going to be very addicting to you. I'm just going to warn you, you're going to be hitting that download button a bunch of times, getting all these downloads. But they're always there for you, sportshistorynetwork.com. You can also find more from this website at the jerseydispatch.com. And if you want some football-only podcasts and some great information and a powerful search engine, go to thepigskindispatch.com, where we have a podcast on football history every single day there as well. So till tomorrow, everybody, have a great sports history day. Sorry, but my pitching coach just called timeout and he's coming out to the mound. I think I'm going to get yanked for reliever. We'll see you back tomorrow for some more great sports history on Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. We invite you to check out our websites, jerseydispatch.com and pigskindispatch.com, not only see the daily sports history, but to experience the preservation of great events and people that play the games. Find us on Pigskin Dispatch. It's also on social media outlets of Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all your daily sports history. Pigskin Dispatch is happy to be associated with the Sports History Network, the sports headquarters of yesteryear, found at sportshistorynetwork.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Each week, the official Football Learning Academy podcast will take you deep into the history of pro football through interviews with players, coaches, or administrators in the NFL, as well as interviews with Pro Football Hall of Fame selectors, authors, and historians. You'll learn how the game evolved and important moments that shaped the sport into what it is today. And don't miss the Pro Football History Nugget of the Week. Listen to the official Football Learning Academy podcast on the Sports History Network.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.